yourselves to be lifted up, as we're allowing ourselves to be stirred, we want to remember that we have provisions awaiting. So the provisions are awaiting are the opportunity of advancement. So we want to feel that energy. We want to feel that just like over the horizon that was within our midst, that is transforming our very essence, our very existence, because all that is arriving is sort of due from the old approach, from the old journey that is past tense. So again, everything we've been experiencing in the outer, all of this tumultuous twisting and turning and this event and that event, it's all leading us to our new tomorrow. So the new tomorrow is advancing steadily, and we want to remember everything we perceive is an outpicturing of consciousness where we've been attending to polarity, where we've been attending to light and dark. And so just like that beautiful message where hope is alive, what we're doing is we're giving our consent to come into our lighted stance, to come into our lighted sequencing, to come into our lighted exposure where all is being provided. So this is where we're joining hands and do relevance. This is where we're saluting our higher self, our higher request, our highest, I'm gonna say like note. And when I say note, it's an extension of faith where that note, that light, that offering is like circling in our midst. So as we're receiving the light, as we're receiving the orchestration of love's enfoldment, we advance mightily. So the mightily is we're the ones that are drawing near. We're the ones that are securing and fastening our seat. So the offering is being made, the transmission is being made, and we are the ones that are arriving, because it's very important that we realize that we play a part, we play a role in the continuing stamina. And so as this light advances us, as this light circulates, it offers us new assembly. So that means when no longer acting out of the darkness, no longer acting out of old sequencing, no longer acting out of limited identification, we allow the dust to settle. So the dust to settle is where we've been acting or creating out of a consciousness of limitation. So the dust settling is us parting ways, where we're tuning to the light, where we're tuning to our whole admission, where we're tuning to our enlightened stance. And so as we receive our relevance, as we receive our due exposure, and I just see a peacock, and anyone that's listened to any of these transmissions knows that the peacock symbolizes enlightenment. So enlightenment is not something like far, far, far away from in a distance. It's our true nature that we are acquiring, that we are attesting to, that we are allowing. And so when we move into our heart-centered state, we're abiding in the heart, we're abiding in the truth. And they're saying there's no more loneliness. Loneliness is when we believe we're just the body. Loneliness is I need another body. I need something from the outside and I can't reach it. I can't, I seek and I can't find. So when we are no longer lonely, we abide in our holy remembrance. So it's out of that completion. It's out of that wholeness. It's out of love's arrival that everything comes to meet us, because now we've graduated into our true circumstance, meaning our true self, our true divine inheritance. And out of this new arrival, all is outpictured in holy remembrance. So this is where we're aligning with the new earth, we're aligning with the new sequencing, we're aligning with our new heavenly consent. And we welcome it readily. So that welcome it readily is our action part. That's when we're agreeing to the transmission. We're agreeing to our new life. So anything that is set to go, in other words, we're comfortable, but it's there out of fear, or it's keeping us constricted. So when we walk into our new life, it's we step upon our step up before like our high altar, the altar in our heart, and we signal our transformation. So everything that then is due us, everything that we have agreed to embody, that we have agreed to teach, that we have agreed to ascribe to, is circulated. In other words, it comes to us with ease. It comes to us with grace. So it comes to us with holy awareness. So what we're doing is, it's sort of like we're saying goodbye to all of the limitation, to all of really the frustration, because we've been working out of false self into our true matrimony, meaning marrying the beloved, marrying our true self, coming into our divine authority, coming to our I Am presence. And they're saying we're moving up the scales. So we want to remember that everything that's in our lives that is they're saying good to go, meaning that we're moving into a higher vibrational alliance. And so everything below that is no longer relevant. So we want to get comfortable with that. Things leaving, things are coming in, and sort of like that twist and turn as we move up to new galaxies. It's very, very important that we realize everything that was functioning out of an old consciousness no longer exists, meaning like it no longer pertains to our sense of development, to our sense of progression, to our sense of early lifestyle. So that early lifestyle is we're tuning to a new dimensional reality. And so the more that we remember there are these like parallel realities, they're different versions of Earth, they're different versions of ourselves. And so what we're doing is attesting to have a heavenly value. In other words, we're consenting to a new reality, a new aspect of self that we now align with. So we want to feel ourselves forgiven. And forgiven is, it's like when we say yes to God or our God self or to love or to peace, it's how do I put these in words? Like it's almost like things that we're attending to where we have the wisdom. There's no more regrets. In other words, we don't have to complete everything on the karmic wheel. Everything is adjusted for our accommodation. So when we're opening up that space for our God wisdom, for our I Am presence, it's like what was in the past no longer is, as long as we don't, how do I say it? Like hold on to it. So it's sort of like you're giving it to your God self, you're giving it to Saint Germain, you're giving it to the angels, and you allow yourself to transfer. Because each of us are entitled, each of us took this incarnation with the agreement to step into our light. So the more that we remember that, so they're saying like sort of like we're doing double time. On the one hand, we're still working with a life, we still seem to have form, figuring, and they're saying to say the word figuring so that we can start remembering everything's energy, everything's vibration. We have form, but we take it lightly because we're moving into our divine presence, where we're waking up to our I Am consent, where everything lives and breathes within self, because we're recognizing ourselves to be the one self. And so again, the more that we consider that opportunity is one that is God-given, that means one that we chose, that was already predestined in truth before we took this lifetime, then it's very easy to assume that natural awakened status. So as you will receive the due applause, has to do with the applause that you're willing to give to yourself. So the due applause is waking up to your divinity, waking up to your holy remembrance, waking up to your new lifestyle, waking up to your due relevance. So that due relevance is, how do I say this? It's like all around you. And so it's going to alert you to new opportunities. it's going to alert you to how to walk out of that addiction, how to walk out of that old relationship, because whatever relationships we have mirror the relationship that we've been attending to with our own self. So as we wake up to our own victory, meaning as we wake up to our new harmonics, we have a new relationship, a new identity with self. And so all the relationships that we have with our tangential evidence, meaning relationships with people, places, and things in the outer, when that upgrade takes place, you're gonna see and receive and execute change. Now, some of it you're just going to wake up to. Some of it is entitled. In other words, you're just going to have fate support you, help you, assist you. But what we want to do is recognize our new stamina. In other words, there's a quickening. Some of us have anxiety. Some of us can't sleep. Some of us have all kinds of symptoms because there's a quickening that we're learning to adjust to. So the more that we understand we're operating in new harmonics, we're operating in new placement, it's going to make it much easier to sort of like keep up with the times and adjust with readied presence. So allow yourselves to receive this abundance of joy. They're saying joy because the more that we can be excited, you know, it's sort of like nervousness and excitement. It's the same, but negative or positive. So the more that we align with that joy, then it's sort of like we're skipping, we're enjoying, we're preparing, we're allowing. We permit that spaciousness, and that spaciousness is very helpful because the old tendency is sort of to resist, like, oh, no, what now? So we're allowing that spaciousness for ourselves to be excited. So again, for the cells to recalibrate, to do their thing, to present their range of motion and open us up to do season. So that all that you find attractive in the new vibrational stance, all that is now secured in joy, will be self-revealing, will be relevant, will be exposed, you will be alerted to. And all that is no longer entitled, meaning you're overdue for a change. You no longer vibrate in like resonance. It's just going to, you know, I just see like the waves, you know, in and out with the ebb and flow. So we're moving and advancing in our new lifestyle. So allow yourselves to receive your bliss. Allow yourselves to receive God's mercy. Again, God not being something separate from us, God being our God self. It's very important that we understand we're not begging and supplicating and waiting and hoping. We're the ones that are self-activating. So again, this is part of our true identity, that we are the divine in form. And allow yourselves to receive in all levels. All levels means past, present, and future. So whatever needs to be healed in the past, you don't need like 20 past life regressions or so on and so forth. It's we're allowing from our multi-dimensional standpoint for all to receive. So that includes parallel life associations, past incarnations, all is receiving, they're saying, with multiple value. So multiple value is with ease, with offering, with significance. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, we did great.